I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Opposition groups demand to see security footage after an attack by Iran's morality police leaves a 16-year-old girl comatose. Meanwhile, an Iranian woman received the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight against oppression. As calls for freedom rise again in Iran, Dr. Hormoz Shariat of Iran Alive Ministries issues a warning. He says secular democracy will fail because the people have unrealistic expectations. However, the 2018 protests reveal a silver lining to disillusionment.
These people were mostly very devout Muslims, faithful to the government. The government killed 1,500 of them in a matter of days. Right after that, we saw a surge in the number of salvations on our 24/7 satellite channel. 10 to 20 times more, because that segment of society turned away from the government.
And since 2014, more than 27,000 people have died or gone missing while crossing the Mediterranean. Mohammed, a Syrian refugee, thought he would meet the same fate one stormy day this spring. Then he remembered a miracle that he'd read about before he left. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle explains.
Some Christian friends gave him a Bible. He read some stories about Jesus, and he remembered the story about Jesus calming the sea. And so he stood up and said, "Jesus, I know you did this before. Would you just calm the sea for us? Please, we don't want to drown."
The waves calmed, and eventually the little boat made it to shore.
They all survived. He got to Germany. He met some former Muslims that were doing outreach and told him the story. He was ready to receive Jesus. They led him to faith in Christ. He's being discipled now.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.